Light will penetrate the world's darkness. The coming of Christ will take place in the darkest period of Earth's history, when Satan will work with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. His working is revealed by the multitudinous heresies and delusions of these days. His deceptions are even leavening the professed churches of Christ. The great apostasy will develop into darkness deep as midnight. But out of that darkness God's light will shine. To His people God says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." At Nazareth Christ said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord," RSV. This was the work He commissioned His disciples to do, to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily, your righteousness shall go before you, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard, RSV. Thus in the night of spiritual darkness God's glory is to shine forth through His church. All around us are heard the wails of a world's sorrow. On every hand are the needy and distressed. It is ours to aid in relieving life's hardships and misery. If Christ is abiding in us, our hearts will be full of divine sympathy. There are many from whom hope has departed. Bring back the sunshine to them. Many have lost their courage. Pray for them. Read to them from the Word of God. Upon many is a soul sickness which no physician can heal. Bring them to Jesus. The whole earth, wrapped in darkness and pain, is to be lighted with the knowledge of God's love. From no class of people is the light to be excluded. No longer are the heathen to be wrapped in midnight darkness. Christ has made every provision that His church shall be a transformed body, every Christian surrounded with a spiritual atmosphere of light and peace. He desires that we shall reveal His own joy in our lives. Christ is coming with power and great glory. While all the world is plunged in darkness, there will be light in every dwelling of the saints. They will catch the first light of His second appearing. While the wicked flee, Christ's followers will rejoice in His presence. Then the redeemed will receive their promised inheritance. Thus God's purpose for Israel will meet with literal fulfillment. God's purposes have been moving steadily forward to their accomplishment. It was thus with Israel through the history of the divided monarchy, it is thus with spiritual Israel today. The seer of Patmos testifies, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no man could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb.' He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with Him are called and chosen and faithful," RSV.